Continuation of our young PO there when he came to Stockholm, and we find here a nice little window lasting a year or something, maybe two, where he can see goodness. He's interested in this alternative music, the progressive music as they call it, and the alternative scene. The leftist scene where you're supposed to be solidarian towards each other, you're supposed to be friends, equals, help each other out. Not just, you know, big ones sitting on the small ones, fair, honest, and so on. And this was an ideal among those in the early 70s. Those who came, you know, there's the remnants from the hippies and peace and love and all of that, but more political, more about the, I would say, the honorable and good aspects of what was then the leftism. You know, the people, we share, work together, no capitalist up there exploiting us, and so on. And we can then return to this when he, after he has joined this Krishna movement, where Prabhupada talks about this, put God in the center, and then we find how this same, you could say, fascist top control enters among them, and then again how there is a freedom, there are freedom fighters, and Pio is one when he's in his 70s.